Fresno's racial history includes the practice of redlining, which started in the 1930s and reinforced residential segregation by preventing people of color from getting loans. It created a huge social inequality gap that continues to play out in terms of health, pollution, and access to good schools, parks, and housing. In our studio today, we have the creators of a new graphic comic book about discrimination called How Did We Get Here? Johnson Del Rosario is the writer, and Jarrett Ramones is the illustrator. Both of them are members of the youth media organization called The Know. Welcome, gentlemen. Johnson, let's start with a brief introduction to The Know. What is it?
Yes, so The Know Youth Media is a program of Youth Leadership Institute, and we are an organization that teaches young folks between 14 and 24 the different types of journalism and multimedia. Through workshops, we teach them journalism writing in op-eds, personal narratives, features, and profiles. While on the multimedia side, we teach them photography, videography, podcasting, and graphic design.
Yeah. Graphic design. Good segue to our next question. Jarrett. What's the genesis of this comic book project, and who funded it?
So this project was funded in partnership with the California Endowment and also Urban Habitat. The way it kind of went down is Tim Haydock, who was the program manager at the time of the Know Youth Media. We'd worked together on a couple of different projects, and he like pulled me aside and was like, you know, I want you to come to this meeting where we're talking about doing this statewide project, this comic book thing. And so I really didn't really know what I was walking into. So I walked into this meeting and they're just like, yeah, so all 13 sites, which for building healthy communities in the California Endowment, they have different locations, kind of like the Know. So throughout these cities, each city was getting funding to do a comic book similar to this.
Tell me about some of the themes of the book and the people you interviewed.
We talk a lot about parks. We talk about pollution, like air quality, industrial zoning, redlining. We talk to a lot of different people in the city, like elders, people who have connections with, you know, like the African American Museum, people who work at Fresno State.
Matt Gendian,
yes.
So you spoke to several people. You talked to Matt Gendian at Fresno State. He's a professor who taught you a little bit about paired testing. What is paired testing?
Paired testing is kind of like an experiment, I guess, where you take people of one race, so it's usually Caucasian folks, and they bring them into like a housing interview to buy a new house, and they kind of see how the realtor, the person who's selling the house, how they respond to them, and then they'll send in another group of people who are usually either
person of color,
yeah, thank you, and they see how they respond to them. The contrast is actually pretty stark. So like you see the person selling the house treat the Caucasian couple typically better, and they'll tell them, you know, like, oh, you know, the house is for sale, like take your time, think about it, like, you know, you have all the time in the world. Whereas with people of color, they'll tell them, you know, that they're much colder, and they'll tell them that, you know, the house has already been sold, you know, like, sorry, we can't help you.
And you also spoke to a lot of citizens.
Yes.
So tell us about that. My guess is you learned some really interesting things.
Yeah, I think the most interesting conversation that we had was with Japal White and Noelle Riggins. They talked to us about a lot of things that we did not know previously. Mm-hmm. And we didn't find it in any of our research.
Oh, give me some examples.
Yes. Yeah, so they talked about this historic black district that was here in Fresno from like Belmont to Stanislaus or something like that.
Yeah. It was a business district, right?
Yeah, it was a business district, and how it was basically torn down by the government to build the 99. How it displaced a lot of business owners. And they couldn't afford to relocate. So just learning about that and not knowing any of that in our research, it was very shocking, eye-opening. And we were so flabbergasted.
So the story you tell follows the lives of two women, one named Lisa, who lives in Fig Garden and perhaps inadvertently takes her easier life for granted. Good schools nearby, nice grocery stores, she has a car. And then there's Rosa, whose daily routine is so different. Tell us more about these characters and why you chose to tell the story through them.
When we decided to tell the story through their eyes. It was after our conversation with Dr. Crowell and Dr. Jendian, when they talked about North and South Fresno and the disparities between the two. So we took Lisa, who is in North Fresno, and Rosa, who is in South Fresno, and kind of told the stories of both Fresnos through their eyes and their daily activities.
And in the end, they meet up. Why do they meet up?
Yeah, so in the end, they meet up at the Women's March that happened in 2017. And that was kind of our way to show that while there are differences in North and South Fresno, that in the end, we're all trying to come together and create a Fresno that is a home to all and not just to some. And we thought that that was a good way to show that.
So let's talk a little bit about the design of the book and the storyboarding. You're the illustrator, right, Jarrett? Tell us, what were you thinking? How did you put this together?
So for the process, I just kind of hung out in Fresno a lot. You know, I'm pretty much from here. I've lived here probably the longest I've ever lived anywhere. I rode the bus a lot, and I just walked around a lot. The train for me is so Fresno. You know, I don't know how many times I've been going down Blackstone or something and I get stopped by a train and I'm stuck there for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You know, it's pretty awful. But there's something, I don't know, there's just something very, very, very Fresno about it. And so I'm sitting there and I'm kind of just like looking around, and that's the design to me is based a lot around just the street itself.
So explain the front cover of the comic book.
Sure. So the front cover is actually, it's the corner of Blackstone and McKinley. And so the train that crosses right there, that's where around where my house is. So I'm there a lot. So I'm looking around and I just noticed how many different kinds of people intersect, right? Usually at those stops, you know, because you have people who are coming from the bus, you have people who are walking around, you have people in their cars who are maybe from North Fresno, maybe from South Fresno. Like, I just noticed that there's like this weird mix of everybody at these stops. And that's kind of why I emphasize the train.
So the cover kind of illustrates a city that gathers together. Mm-hmm. But inside the book, there's more the story of Fresno's kind of racially divided past. Mm-hmm. So you wrote the book. Tell me what you were thinking in terms of putting it together.
We just wanted to tell a story where we were able to tell the history of Fresno to the best of our abilities. In order to do that, we kind of picked four main issues that affects Fresno, and that was urban sprawl, redlining, industrial zoning, and freeways becoming barriers for a lot of people. Through that, we also got to tell like a little more issues that touch Fresno, like the Hmong relocation and drugs and gangs.
And yeah. What is your intention? Like, who do you want to read this book?
We definitely wanted to get to as many people as possible. Bigger plan is to kind of have it be a teaching tool in schools. I know some professors at State, like Jundian, have already expressed interest in utilizing this book in their classes. And we also want to get it into high schools, and there are discussion questions in the back that would be perfect for students and teachers to discuss about in class.
Yeah, and as far as distribution now, it's kind of guerrilla warfare-ish. It just pops up whenever it pops up. So like if the NO has an event, we'll have them out there. Or if one of us is having like an art hop event, something like that, they'll pop up there. We'll throw them around coffee shops. Pretty much we're trying to get them out any way that we can.
Okay, so before we go, what's the best part about doing this project?
For me, the best part is really just learning about the place that I call home now. I'm not originally from Fresno, but Fresno is my home now. And to know its history and kind of how we got here as a community and learning about all of that, good, bad, it's definitely good to see, to learn about this city that I love.
And Jarrett, what about you?
To me, Fresno gets a bad rap, I think, in a big way. And I just really, really loved learning first about, you know, the history. And the history is a little rough, you know. And, you know, you were talking about the ending for a little bit. So that the ending is a big deal to me because...
The ending of your comic
book. Of the comic book, yeah. So the women meet up at that rally, right? And so I think that the rallies are a great thing, and I think that they're showing like this like great change, right? But if you read the book, you see that once they've met and the rally's over and everybody leaves, the only two people left are Rosa and her son, right? And they're still waiting. You know, they wait for the bus. They're the last people to leave.
Because they don't have a car.
Exactly. I think that it just shows that there's still a lot that needs to happen. There's a lot that rallies, only rallies can't change, you know? And to me, I just want to see more change in Fresno. And it's happening. Since we've finished this book, I'm seeing so many programs and just things happening that I wouldn't even thought were coming to Fresno, you know? And I think that we're going in the right direction, but I want people to persevere and keep going.
We've been talking with Johnson Del Rosario and Jarrett Ramones of the youth media organization, The Know. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.